Here in the Al Bura shelter camp in Khan Yunis, the coastal Mawasi area, dozens tents with hundreds of displaced families from different parts of the territory line up to get some hot meals provided by local and international NGOs. But this daily necessity could soon disappear, as Israeli authorities have banned the operations of 37 critical international NGOs, Doctors Without Borders among them. Naama Al-Najjar is a young mother of two kids. She lives in a tent with her husband, kids and in-laws after they were all displaced many months ago from eastern Khan Yunis. The area is now under full Israeli army control within what Israel labels as the Yellow Line.
Once these organizations stop functioning, we'll be deprived of our rights to live. As you can see, soup kitchens have thousands of people lining up for some food. My kid and I have a right to live. They should continue to deliver aid to us, including hygiene products. It'd be hard for us to cope once they stop functioning. They distribute, and it is our right to get aid that's helpful to us. But if they stop functioning, we will get lost. We could go starving.
Harbi Hamadine is a displaced elderly man from the Beit Hanun town of northern Gaza Strip. He has lived in the same shelter camp for 2 years now. Harbi was sitting in front of his tent, waiting for his family's free daily meal.
We are waiting for the hot meals right now. If those hot meals kitchens did not exist, we would have starved. I call on the free world and human rights organizations to help us at least live or return back to our homes that were destroyed. We lived in regular multi-story houses like palaces, and now we ended up in tents.
Among the organizations now banned are NGOs providing medical care and food assistance that have supported Gaza's population since the war erupted in October 2023. Israeli authorities have given these groups 2 months to submit detailed statements outlining their activities, along with lists of their local and international staff, before any potential review or reversal of the decision. Lori Bowden is a chief of Middle East and North Africa department within Terre des Hommes Lausanne, a Swiss aid group. The NGO has provided humanitarian relief for the population of Gaza.
We have been working on the new registration process since July 2025. But many details remain unclear, and our application has not yet been officially rejected. We are deeply concerned about the humanitarian situation in Gaza, where civilians have endured immense sufferings for over 2 years. INGOs are essential in addressing these needs, and any disruption in their operations will be devastating. They provide the majority of essential services, including food, healthcare, shelter, nutrition, and protection. However, under the new requirements imposed by Israel, many INGOs may be forced to halt their operations in Gaza and West Bank. Such a development will have severe consequences for the most vulnerable population, particularly for the children and their families. Terre des Hommes Lausanne has been active in Palestine, Gaza, and West Bank for over 50 years. We are dedicated to supporting children and their families and advocating for their rights and future. In Gaza, together with our partners, we create safe spaces and learning centers where children can play, learn, and experience moments of normalcy amid the horrors of war. We also facilitate the distribution of drinking water and coordinate emergency relief supports, including the distribution of hygiene and survival kits. Currently, the situation remains uncertain. Our latest registration application has not been formally rejected, and we hope a solution can be found to ensure continued humanitarian assistance. While we understand the rationale behind the new requirements, some provisions seriously compromise employees' privacy and violate our duty of care. For this reason, terrorism cannot disclose or transfer sensitive personal information, such as ID numbers. The future outlook remains unclear.
Humanitarian aid for Gaza constitutes a lifeline for the population here. Prior to October 2025's agreement on ceasefire, mediated and patronized by U.S. President Donald Trump, Gaza Strip lived an unprecedented hunger for several months. According to the new IPC report, at least 1.6 million people, or 77% of the population, are still facing high levels of acute food insecurity in the Gaza Strip, including over 100,000 children and 37,000 pregnant and breastfeeding women projected to suffer acute malnutrition through April next year. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.